Chapter 125. Just over where you slept, sir, apostrophe replied Roker. I'll show you, if you like to come. Apostrophe Mr. Pickwick snatched up his hat without speaking, and followed at once. The turnkey led the way in silence, and gently raising the latch of the room door, motioned Mr. Pickwick to enter. It was a large, bare, desolate room, with a number of stump bedsteads made of iron, on one of which lay stretched the shadow of a man wan, pale, and ghastly. His breathing was hard and thick, and he moaned painfully as it came and went. At the bedside, sat a short old man in a cobbler's apron, who, by the aid of a pair of horn spectacles, was reading from the Bible aloud. It was the fortunate legatee. The sick man laid his hand upon his attendant's arm, and motioned him to stop. He closed the book, and laid it on the bed. Open the window, apostrophe said the sick man. He did so. The noise of carriages and carts, the rattle of wheels, the cries of men and boys, all the busy sounds of a mighty multitude instinct with life and occupation, blended into one deep murmur, floated into the room. Above the hoarse loud hum, arose, from time to time, a boisterous laugh, or a scrap of some jingling song, shouted forth, by one of the giddy crowd, would strike upon the ear, for an instant, and then be lost amidst the roar of voices and the tramp of footsteps, the breaking of the billows of the restless sea of life, that rolled heavily on, without. These are melancholy sounds to a quiet listener at any time. But how melancholy to the watcher by the bed of death. There is no air here, apostrophe said the man faintly. The place pollutes it. It was fresh round about, when I walked there, years ago, but it grows hot and heavy in passing these walls. I cannot breathe it. Apostrophe, we have breathed it together, for a long time, apostrophe said the old man. Come, come. Apostrophe, there was a short silence, during which the two spectators approached the bed. The sick man drew a hand of his old fellow prisoner towards him, and pressing it affectionately between both his own, retained it in his grasp. I hope, apostrophe he gasped after a while, so faintly that they bent their ears close over the bed, to catch the half-formed sounds his pale lips gave vent to. I hope my merciful judge will bear in mind my heavy punishment on earth. 20 years, my friend, 20 years in this hideous grave. My heart broke when my child died, and I could not even kiss him in his little coffin. My loneliness since then, in all this noise and riot, has been very dreadful. May God forgive me. He has seen my solitary, lingering death. Apostrophe, he folded his hands, and murmuring something more they could not hear, fell into a sleep, only a sleep at first, for they saw him smile. They whispered together for a little time, and the turnkey, stooping over the pillow, drew hastily back. He has got his discharge, by G. Apostrophe, apostrophe said the man. He had. But he had grown so like death in life, that they knew not when he died. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.